Tonight, hope by now that you've added a little, flair to your home for this holiday season. Couldn't we all use a little flair in the good direction? It's been a rough year. Somebody said to me the other day, it's been a Romans 8 kind of year for a lot of people, and it could get worse depending on what happens with this deficit reduction negotiating and what ultimately is going to get slashed and trashed and what happens in the tax department. We don't have a lot of control over that, and it's going to continue to spin round and round in Washington, needless to say. And in Colorado and Washington, it's all about smoking the pot. We'll just smoke some pot and not worry about it. But there could be some serious legislation down the pike. So here we begin America Tonight. And as I like to say, it's about the buzz in the backyard. And the buzz in the backyard is over, sadly, the crazy thing that happened in Oregon, in a suburb of Portland, Oregon. Guy goes into a mall. Imagine, you know, you pull into the mall, you're shopping, you're not thinking about anything, you're trying to rush around and get your stuff, or maybe you're actually relaxing and you're having a late afternoon lunch, and suddenly people are just frantically running and there's massive chaos because you've got thousands of people at this mall, and you hear this popping sound, and what it is somebody with a gun who's shooting bullets all over the place. Two people died, another one was injured, and ultimately he killed himself. Few details are starting to emerge about who it was, but still confusion over to why this would happen, what drove that, and ultimately what we can't do is bring back the people who were gunned down. And these public displays where somebody goes in and wreaks havoc and changes lives are just mind-boggling and more than depressing. I mean, we have a huge population, we have a stressed-out population, and we have less room for human interaction, I guess, in our lives because of technology. However, I don't think you can use all those things as scapegoats for somebody making an outrageous choice. And that was an outrageous choice in Portland. That's what it boils down to. And bravo for the law enforcement guys in that area and women, because the SWAT teams, and there were a ton of them, the police, they were there within minutes. But it happened that quickly that he had already killed himself. And all the people that were wounded or fatally shot, that had already happened, and there wasn't anything that they could do about that other than try to find him, but it was too late. But they responded quickly. Sadly, this will boil down to another gun issue argument as to whether or not we need to get rid of the guns and let people just live in fear if they want to defend themselves, which is a big mistake. Because I think if people want to have guns, you let them have guns. It's in the Constitution. Defend the right to keep the Second Amendment in place, but push for better laws on the books and more responsible gun ownership. That is key. I'm in a concealed and carry state. I had lunch the other day with a woman who said one of her sons of the three carries. When he comes into the house, he puts the gun away. It's all safety check, that whole thing. She does not agree with somebody being able to walk into a bar when they're smashed, tempers are flaring, and who knows what happens if somebody is packing. So there are various degrees of guns and what the laws are in the states. We know the Stand Your Ground laws being definitely challenged with the Trayvon Martin case, George Zimmerman gunning him down, and he was saying he was defending himself, so that was the Stand Your Ground deal. And in Florida, that comes up a lot in cases. And there are other, we could cherry pick other guns and gun rights and gun laws and no right to have guns in certain states. When I say no right, no concealed and carry. And the argument is far wide and very broad, but I think it will narrow because I think it's going to get kicked up ultimately to the Supreme Court. And the reason why is because one of the biggest bans in the country, the last ban on guns, concealed and carry, in Illinois was shot down by the Illinois Supreme Court. So with that ruling, that 2-1 ruling, that's going to change the landscape, I think, a little bit. And as I said, end up in our highest court ultimately, and we'll see what the ruling is on, and this will be a huge, huge decision. I mean, a major decision, just like healthcare was, and it'll probably happen in May of 2013, and then ultimately the ruling will come down in June if it gets to that. But it's not there yet, and there are some other things like same-sex marriage will also be a big one that the Supreme Court will tackle. So we'll see if it quickly goes up the flagpole. We don't know yet at this point. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, another version of We Can Count, some odds and ends, and right to work. The Michigan governor signs the right to work bill, and some say this ultimately is now going to ignite what would be equated to a civil war in Michigan, because now the requirement that non-union members pay union dues, that removes the requirement. They don't have to do it. So Governor Rick Snyder signs this law and makes this legislation, makes the legislation become a law. And it came just a few hours after the Michigan House of Representatives passed a pair of right-to-work bills earlier in the day. So the bill for public employees now falls into that category, passed the Michigan House 58-51. That's how tight the vote was. The bill for the private sector employees passes 58-52. So it stands. It is. It's been voted on. And Snyder signing it makes Michigan, which has been a stronghold for the labor folks, the 24th right-to-work state in the country. There were tons of protesters who demonstrated outside of the Capitol building in Lansing while the Republican majority voted. So Democrats on the national local level criticized both bills, saying they were killing the bargaining power of the unions. After both bills passed, Democrats in the Michigan House tried to recall the public sector legislation, but that vote didn't work, so it's done. It's done. For 2 years, they've been talking about this. For 2 years, they've been doing it. So, and the governor originally said he didn't support the right to work issue of the state. He didn't support having that happen in Michigan. And this time, it's turned around. He was leading the way on the whole right to work issue. So what's at stake? And ultimately, what does this do with Michigan becoming number 24? What do you think? Is this a great day for people who now can see more jobs opening up? Or no, it's the opposite. It's going to handcuff a lot of people. 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Where is she? Metal Jack. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. And get the pay to see. Papa's got a brand new bag. Do the jack. Don't be ashamed. No, you ain't got. Do the monkey. The mad tater. Jump attack. The later alligator.
Numbers and hit them hard. We can count. But here's kind of a little number story. Lately, there's been a buzz overseas about war correspondents. Remember the Scud Stud? Remember the Gulf War and the guy who was nicknamed the Scud Stud? Because you just see the Scud missiles all over the place. You'd be like, wow, it's like watching war on CNN or wherever. Because not as many people were watching Fox then. Some, but really it was all about CNN because they constantly had what was happening. It was like you were looking at the war unfold. Since really Vietnam, where they would, where you would get, and, you know, you would get lots of photographs, you get lots of a sense of what was really happening there. The war, I think, came to the people. So where you don't really get a sense of what's happening, like in Afghanistan, we don't have as clear of a picture. And there's a reason why. Because now war correspondents who would become uber famous and were willing to take risks, there was a kind of an unspoken code of you're not going to kill the journalists. You know, they'd have a big thing that said TV or something on their back, whether it was in masking tape on their coat or whatever. But now it seems as though that code is not respected because more people, I've just seen a couple of articles on this. One was recently done over the summer in Vanity Fair, and then I just read another thing about Sebastian Unger, who was the author of War and the director of a documentary about that, and talking about, you know, what's happened now and how scary it is. If you really want to be in the thick of it, one guy that you'll see on the tube sometimes on NBC is a guy named Richard Engel, and it seems like he'll take any risk going across the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan and some other crazy things. But what's happened with this author, and because he spends so much time dealing with war situations, what he decided to do was teach reporters some skills that you would probably need in the field so that you don't get killed, so you have a chance to try and survive, because it's much more dangerous now with the so-called, Arab Spring. Arab Spring just means, forget it, if you're a journalist, you might have access to the front line, or you could try to get access to the front line, but with the militias and the things going on, it's dangerous, and they can just blast you to hell and back, and that's it. And remember, we've seen some of these correspondents who have been embedded in Afghanistan, what's happened there. David Bloom died, but of course that was due to a blood clot that he had, something that had happened to him in the situation where he's crouched in a tank. But you had Bob Woodruff, who was hit. Remember, he was hit in the head when the IED hit the vehicle that he was in. And there was another woman who was a CBS war correspondent who she also was in danger of losing her life. And luckily came back, but she was hit as well. This guy is trying to teach people some basic skills. So now if you want to become a reporter and you want to be embedded and you want to go and really show and bring back, all right, here's the no BS. Here's what I've seen. Here's what's really happening in Afghanistan. Here's what the Taliban is telling the people. Here's what's happening. To do that, you have to be gung-ho. You have to be willing to take the risks of the, you know, the mortar blast, the things that happen in Libya, the things that have happened in, you know, pretty much the Middle East. And it's interesting because do you think we really have a clear picture of, and have we had a clear picture of what has happened overseas in these war-torn areas, what is happening with our troops? What is happening really on the ground? And I would say there are some reporters that go at great lengths, personal lengths, to try to get that picture to us. But somehow through the filter of mainstream media and not having the access, I don't know that we always really get the true picture of what it's like, of what's going on. We've had soldiers on the show who say, well, okay, so what's happening in Afghanistan? And they say, sadly, what's happening is when we pull out in 2014, and there's a definite date, when we pull out, the Taliban is biding its time and already negotiating in Afghanistan with people so that they can just fall back into the same position that they were in before. So was that all for naught, that we were there for 10 years in some pretty scary areas, in some remote villages where so many of our soldiers ended up dying or losing limbs because of IEDs. I mean, you know, was it worth it if they're going to roll back into what they were before in a country that is 90% illiterate and they just want to be able to eat and live their lives? So who's ever in charge is who's in charge. And can the Afghanistan government really stand on its own? Just interesting questions that were racing through my mind since I've noticed lately that it's very tough to get some of that, let's say, unfettered access to what's really happening and what is the true picture of the investment that we've made, both financially but even more importantly with lives, with so many of our voluntary military losing their lives or losing, as I said before, limbs. Because in this war, that's what has happened, unfortunately, to too many by explosions, by IEDs. Has been just absolutely awful. All right, we're kind of skipping across a couple of different things on the show tonight. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. Do you feel like you get a clear picture with what you're seeing, whether it's in mainstream outlets or somewhere else? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Of course, we talked about the fiscal cliff, and now Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, saying, I don't expect a deal before Christmas. That's not happening. And we know that the Republicans have said they're willing to cave in on tax hikes. They're willing to do that. And they want to know, ultimately, what is going to be cut. So they feel as though we've got a deal here. If you're going to compromise, we're going to compromise. But we need to know what you're willing to exchange. In the meantime, we have marijuana in Colorado and Washington State. People smoking marijuana legally since it kicked in. Now you have the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, who says the Justice Department is going to announce soon their policy on the state measures on the legalized use of marijuana. Obviously, there's friction between the federal law and the state laws, and everybody wants to know what policy or what law is going to hold up, because federal law trumps the state law, as you know. So you would assume they're going to swoop in, and that's the end of that for the people in Washington State and in Colorado. Those people enjoying a Rocky Mountain high. November 6th, they approved the ballot proposals that legalize possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana. Law enforcement types say, oh, please don't mess with this. This is a way to save money, make money, and actually take away some of the nonsense that happens in courts to free up more space to try other people. Stay with us.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later,
and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
On America Tonight, you can jump in line too. It's kind of like waiting for a plane at LaGuardia. Once you're, you know, on the tarmac, we don't want to keep you waiting too long. I don't want to get accused of being like JetBlue. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Sal is listening to us in Washington. Hey, Sally, how are you?
I'm good, Kate. Haven't talked to you for a while.
Yeah, I'm glad you called. What's happening in your world? All is good. Well?
Well, you mentioned numbers, so I have some numbers for you. But first, I'm going to start off with that quote from Senator Barack Obama on March 31st, 2008, before he became president. He said, "The biggest problem we're facing right now have to do with George Bush trying to bring more and more power into the executive branch and not go through Congress at all. And that's what I intend to reverse when I'm president of the United States." Well, he just passed the 1,000 executive orders. He's now done over 1,000 executive orders. I think executive order 1015 has to do with the TSA.
Yeah.
But he goes around our 100. We have 100 senators, two from each of the 50 states, and we have, I believe, 500 and... Or is it 435 representatives that
yeah.
he goes around? And
yeah.
those are our representatives, and he has surpassed. That's one number. Second number, 47 million Americans are now on food stamps. A third number is we're almost to 50% of Americans pay no income tax. A fourth number, Joe the plumber says he owns 8 guns and that's not enough.
Wow. That's a good one. Wow.
And this is a sad one. You mentioned Afghanistan. Mm. As you know, I don't think it was worth it now. When I look back, my son died by an IED. He was first a SEER instructor at Fairchild Air Force Base, where he taught our pilots, you know, should they be caught or shot down, how to survive. And then he decided to become a combat controller. And he earned 2 Bronze Stars and 2 Purple Hearts before he was killed by an IED. And I don't think it was worth it one damn bit, because we have no intention of winning this damn war. And over 2,000 soldiers, that's the next number, have died in Afghanistan now.
Wow, Sally, every time my heart really goes out to you, every time you tell us you know, a story, I can tell how proud you were of your son and what a great point you make to my point about was it worth it, and the numbers. You gave us great numbers. So really, it was Sally's We Can Count, and Sally, you count, he counted, and thanks for the phone call. Whew. So as Sally said, some of the numbers that we have talked about before, but I'll tell you, it really hits home when you think about it and you think about the lives lost. No lives worth it. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. Your last caller, Sally. I agree with you, and I know Kate does too. We sent out our heartfelt sincere condolences. God bless you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now we'll try to get to a little lighter side. What do you call a cannibal with a foot fetish?
A cannibal with a foot fetish.
Foot fetish.
I give up.
A toe booty.
That is so bad.
I made it up. Come on.
I give you credit for making up a joke. I do.
Okay. That's a Dan original. Okay.
All right.
You can all use it out there. Anybody? Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Now on the gun thing. You know, I'm a gun, shall we say, well, I won't mention that I'm an owner. I like guns. Okay. And
right.
The gun thing was not designed so we could protect ourselves, except from a tyrannical government, which is something we really have to watch with a certain administration that's in power now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another subject for another day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now to get around to the Afghanistan thing again. Yes, that was a waste of time. We should have just nuked it, turned it into a sea of glass, and said, hey, Pakistan, look what happens when you've got nuclear weapons. You know, you guys want to play with glass? Well, here it is. And go on from there. That would be a nice little understanding for Iran next door, who wanted to play the same game. And the rest of the Middle East would realize that, hey, we won't take it anymore. We will take care of you once and for all if we have to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the way I feel about it. Now, what do you got to say?
I was waiting. I was going to see if you take a breath. Well, you know how I feel. I feel the same way that you do about Afghanistan. And I've gotten leveled for saying that before, too, and I don't care. I agree. I think that, you know, that's the problem. Iran just keeps playing the game, laughing all the way, just taunting, knowing that you can talk about diplomacy all you want, but we're seeing this does not work. This doesn't work in these situations where you're talking about thousands of years of hardcore feelings for different religious beliefs, etc., and willing to just kill the person for the way they look at you with some of these Islamic extremists. And you can't crack that code, Dan. We can't crack that code. I don't understand why we keep beating our heads against this brick wall. It makes no sense to me.
Well, it's something I said a long time ago. You cannot buy an Afghani.
No.
You can rent them, but you can't buy them.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And it's a situation that is a waste of lives, a waste of time. I'm very ticked off at our former president, George Bush, for getting us involved in that piece of crap. Like I say, turn it to glass, same thing for Iraq. All those good men, all those good women, all the trials and trauma we have going on with our wounded soldiers, it was all a waste of time. It should have been done the way I said. And to hell with the consequences of what other people think. We start listening to what other people think, we'll become slaves ourselves.
Yeah, good way to end this. Dan, never at a loss for a hardcore opinion. You know, here's the thing. You can, in trying to negotiate, as I said, and just banging your head against the wall, at some point you have to make the hard decision. And we see what's happened. We know from soldiers. We know from people that we've talked to. We know from Jeff Atticott, terrorism expert, who travels around the world, who is asked constantly about this, who sees it firsthand. He's not just reading about it. He's not just making errant comments. He's in the middle of it. Same for the soldiers and the people that we've talked to, the Colonel Ellis's, etc., about what they've seen, what they know to be true, what's happening, what often is not reported. Have some wonderful things happened in Afghanistan for the people there because of our soldiers? Absolutely. And do they feel good about that when they're able to do that, when they're able to help build a well and do some of the things that they've been able to do with roads and that kind of thing? Of course. But the danger is, and always has been, what happens and what poisons the well once we leave. And they know that. They know that that's what's going to happen because the people do not get their information from television news or from reading about it, for the most part, in papers, in Kabul, perhaps, in some areas. But you're talking about a country that is mostly made up of illiterate people who are looking for peace and calm and somebody to tell them, here's what we're doing, here's what we will give you if you help us. And that's, you're not going to see an uprising with those people. They're looking to whoever the support system is. And the support system will turn around. Because did we have some successes? Well, yeah, we had some successes. If you want to talk about people that went down in the deck of cards, Taliban-wise. But ultimately, there were others to step in. And sadly, that's what happened, and the amount of money that was spent and whatever war reparations we think we're going to get, we're going to be waiting a long time for that. And it's really the soldiers, though, that gave their lives that is just, to me, so sad. Sally talking about her son. You hear the Tillmans talk about Pat Tillman, and you hear many wives and many mothers talk about lost sons or lost daughters too, for that matter, because of our 10 plus years in Afghanistan and then what happened previously in Iraq. And then, you know, what's next? You see that the president throws support behind Syrian rebels, but who are those rebels? And then what ultimately will they expect? It's not supposed to be that we're giving them military support or giving them any kind of financial help. But that can change on a dime, and we know that. So what's said one day can change almost instantaneously. And I hope that that isn't what we see happening in Syria. I think it's terrible what's gone on with Assad. But at some point, we have to say no. And let's hope that with this elevated position, this new Syrian opposition council, that they can go it alone and get some help, get some legitimate diplomatic help, but not look to us for other things like money and soldiers and military help in general with weapons. Stay with us.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Only thinks about the you got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at my, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
It was the same since up in the seventh grade. They've been trying to get at me, trying to.
On this show. Okay, so I'm going to more than lighten the load here. This is news you can abuse. I'm resuscitating it. And this is how you resuscitate it. Is that how you resuscitate someone? Matt, is that how you resuscitate someone? Blow into, then you're supposed to blow into their mouth.
I don't want you resuscitating me. Okay, that much.
I don't know if I would be very good
actually,
at that.
Actually, they do say now that you're supposed to do just the chest compressions only, and
the breasts are not
so important.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Maybe I'm going to have to take a refresher
course.
The EMTs
can call up and prove me wrong, but I believe that's the current practice.
So let's hope we don't get in that situation. Heimlich maneuver, I can perform that. I think.
I've done that before.
Oh, you're kidding.
And my mom.
Was she just choking on something?
Yeah.
And what? And so you just, boom, went over there and did that?
Well, at first I thought she was going to be all right, and then my dad started freaking out, so then I had to go over there and hook up the Heimlich.
And did it squirt out of her mouth?
It did. It worked well.
What was it?
I don't remember. I remember we were at my sister's house, and it was some kind of hors d'oeuvre, but I don't remember exactly what it was.
Like a pigs in a blanket or something?
Who knows? I don't think my mom really eats that, though, so I don't think it was that, but who knows?
Oh, that would be scary. Although that's good that Matt was able to do that. Yeah. See, the whole thing about any one of those situations, resuscitating somebody, of course, that would be... it would be scary to do that, to have that situation unfold. Or the same thing with having to perform the Heimlich, but being able to do it is so key because people panic, and then they waste those precious seconds. All right, so this isn't lightening the load here, this crazy direction that we got into. We're going to do a little news you can abuse. This out of New York City. How about this? Hundreds of Santas are coming to town. There's going to be about 300 Santa cons from New York to L.A. And even in London and Beijing, the Santa cons are kind of a cross, they say, between a pub crawl and a mobile convention with everyone dressed in Santa suits. So New York Santa cons are going to happen over the weekend. And, then what happens is in L.A., boy, that'd be tough to do it in L.A. You'd have to all, I don't know, be in a bus somewhere. And it's difficult in some places because some bars don't let anyone dressed in red. Isn't that weird? Why wouldn't they let people dressed in red? I don't understand that.
For gang activity.
Oh.
Bloods.
Thank you. The clarification in New York. That's
deep in the streets, I know this.
Apparently. I thought it was if you wore different colors, not necessarily red. Anyway, last year, I think you are wrong about that, because last year people in Lower Manhattan complained about elves and people in costumes, meaning Santas, peeing and throwing up in the streets because they were so bombed. Notice I said pub crawl. They call it the Santa cons. So I don't think it has to do with gang colors. I think it has to do with bad behavior after you've had too much to drink. But I will call New York City to see if Matt is right or I am correct on that when I wake up. And I will find out. I will get to the skinny. I will get to Bloomberg's office
and
find out.
Get to the heart of the deep issues
the deep
in the
issues
country.
On America Tonight. Forget the fiscal cliff. I want to know about Santa cons. So now we move to Wellington, Colorado. And here's what's happened there. Dawn, or Davin, what kind of name is Davin? Davin Armstrong and his wife, Amber Hirsch, are battling homeowners, the Homeowners Association, over their holiday lights. This is always a big deal in a lot of different places. The association, I guess, has decided to back down, but the couple is drawing big crowds with their light display. They have about 100 handmade Christmas decorations on their lawn. The Fort Collins Coloradan reports that the association tried enforcing a bylaw that limited lawn ornaments. Last year, the couple refused to pay fines of up to $75 every 2 weeks for the display, so the bylaws were changed. A lot of people don't like it when they have neighbors who have garish lawns with giant snow globes with Santa Clauses inside.
In my opinion, it gets a little tacky after a while. And it would be super annoying if you live next door to somebody that's just got 1,000 lights blaring into your window.
It would be bright. It would be. It would be very, it would. It would be very distracting if you're trying to sleep.
If they did it for a time period, like from, you know, 7 until 8, something like that, so that people want to come see it, they can do that. It wouldn't be as bad. But if they got it all night long, you know, from 5 o'clock until about 10 o'clock, I think I would get annoyed.
But see, that's not fair because there are so many third shifters, apparently about 40 million of us. So, for example, when I get off at 3 in the morning, I want to be able to cruise by a house like Davin Armstrong has and enjoy those lights.
Just stay up until about 5 in the morning, wait until the sun rises, then you can get the reflection off the snow, and there are your lights.
You're so bah humbug.
No, you're the bah humbug one. You're Ebenezer.
I am not Scrooge, just so everybody knows. I am delightful. So, Here from Wilmington, Delaware, not too far from where I actually grew up, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and South Jersey and Philly, that's all in that same neck of the woods. So they're talking about, in that area, a guy named Aaron Hurt tried stashing about 30 bags of heroin in his mouth. The officers were dispatched on a suspicious activity call. That's all it was. When they approached, they saw him cramming the dope in his mouth. He was busted on drug dealing charges and ordered held on $15,000 bail.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
That's right. He anticipated, instead of having a positive attitude that this was no big deal, he panicked and stuffed that heroin down his throat and got caught. So I guess it's lucky that they were able to figure that out. This from Youngstown, Ohio. The cops found an unexpected rider in the back seat of a car, a 250-pound pot-bellied pig named Penelope. The officers, I guess, were responding to a report of an abandoned car. It was stolen and looked like it had been in a crash. The Pennsylvania woman who owned the pig was visiting a friend in town in Youngstown. Police had the car towed with Penelope the pig still inside. And they're looking for the suspects. So you know what happened here. Some idiots jumped in the car just trying to get away or steal a car. And then they heard snorting noises and realized, oh, man, there is a pig in this car. And it was Penelope who was in the back seat. They had no idea. And once they found out, they ditched the car is what I'm thinking. I'm certain that's what happened. You know, sometimes it's scary. Sometimes they say that that's happened with kids in cars where someone dies and thinks they're going to take off and then there's a child in the car. That's scary. But then that goes to you cannot leave your kids in a car, and there's a good reason why. I mean, that's happened a bunch of different times to a couple of different people, and sometimes they're brought up on charges for leaving the kid in the car. All right, I got one last one for you. A mugging victim is a guy who is used to dealing with criminals, the mugging victim. Police in Worcester, Mass. Report the county's top prosecutor had his wallet snatched out of his hands. D.A. Joseph Early Jr. was taking out his billfold at a restaurant. Then he kind of got into a little bit of a tussle with the bandit. An off-duty court officer recognized the D.A. and came to his rescue. The two officials pulled the man outside to the parking lot where the officer held him for the cops. The suspect, of course, pled not guilty, and the DA got his wallet back. Oh, poor choice of trying to rip off the wrong guy. I'll just snatch this wallet. Whoops, it happens to be the DA. And how about that? We've got off-duty friends who are going to help. Oh, that is bad timing.
Idiot! It's simple!
What, are you kidding me?
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.